Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Welcome to NBA Today, presented by ESPN Bet.
An epic collapse in Cleveland. Boston's Achilles heel was exposed last night. Why it could cost them the title if they do not change their ways. Plus, the Suns, they stood on business perk in Denver. At age 35, is Kevin Durant still the man to carry this team to the finish line? And
maybe.
Perks got a new list, top five players that you do not want
Another
to see in the
one?
Playoffs. Yes, you do, sir. Only one player from the East, though, made the cut?
Yeah.
NBA Today starts right now. Happy Wednesday, everybody. We're halfway through the week. Welcome to NBA Today, presented by ESPN Bet.
Hey, Richard.
We're picking up.
Hey, Richard.
That's where we left off. Richard Jefferson back in studio. Kendrick Perkins.
Don't act like y'all don't see me.
The family's back together.
Janae and I are matching. These two are picking it up right where we left off. Gentlemen, both of you have won titles for the Cavaliers, the Celtics, in your storied NBA histories. I'm not sure either one of you, though, had a game that went down like what we saw last night. If you missed it, we'll show you exactly what we're talking about. It was a Celtics collapse in Cleveland on Tuesday night, and it was a star-studded affair. Jason Tatum, of course, Darius Garland. Remember, no Donovan Mitchell in this one. The Kelce brothers, they showed up to cheer on.
Bobbleheads.
Ohio boys.
Individuals.
Cleveland Heights.
We're going to pick this up in the fourth quarter, friends, because the Celtics, they were up big in this one. Jason Tatum gets his own miss, gets that one to go. So at this point in the game, the Boston Celtics had a 99.9% chance to win, up 93-71. The Celtics were 364-0 in these situations. Not quite, Janae. So under 8 minutes in the fourth, the Cavs down 93-76. Dean Wade, he started to heat up.
Yeah, you know what happens when you play with fire? Sometimes you get burnt. And speaking of heat, Dean Wade was on it here. He was. I mean, the ball movement was great. They just kept attacking and creating wide open looks.
Gets that one to go as well. And then a few possessions later here, the Celtics, a wide open look here from Jason Tatum. That one wouldn't go. Fast forward, up the floor here. Here come the Cavaliers.
Yeah, I mean, just look at this. We're talking about a team that is top five typically in offense and defense, and these final possessions down the stretch defensively, they were not there. They were a little casual, and guess who capitalized? Mr. Wade.
It's hard to guard those quick actions.
Back out to Mr. Wade.
Gotta guard that, though.
Richard Jefferson.
Oh, it was impressive. I'm telling you, we were having dinner, and I was looking at the team. I was like, wait, they cut it to 10? They cut it
again.
To 8?
It wasn't
like,
just
oh,
them.
My God.
It was Dean Wade.
It was impressive.
He had 20 in the fourth quarter alone.
Box him out, y'all.
And then here, the final seconds. Jason Tatum going to work. Darius Garland guarding him. Tatum couldn't get the shot, but he would be called for a foul here. The Cavaliers, they would challenge this and review it. Eventually, the call would be overturned. You can see Cavs fans looking concerned in the stands because see how Jason Tatum kicks out his right leg there? That's what the referees were keying in on. So the call was overturned upon review. The Cavs get the win, 105-104. Wade had 23 points, 8 rebounds. Tatum had 26 points, 13 rebounds in this one. Here's Jaylen Brown, who was not happy after the game.
I think turnovers, intentionality. I think we weren't very intentional offensively. You know, they were a physical team, but we didn't match their physicality. And, you know, we took some, you know, ill-advised shots, and we turned the ball over more than usual, and that led to our demise.
All right, so take a look at the output from Boston in the fourth quarter last night. The Celtics, they went 0 of 8 from deep. They scored to 17 points, which is the fewest in the final frame for them this season. Jason Tatum, he missed 8 of his 9 shots in the quarter, while Jaylen Brown, He didn't even attempt a single field goal in this one. Richard's kind of shrugging in indifference. They say it's a make or miss league, right? And the numbers, they back that up for Boston. In wins, they shoot 40% from deep, a number that would lead the league. But here's the thing. In their 13 losses, that number drops all the way down to 32%, which would be last in the NBA. But did you guys hear that? Did you hear that?
No, what?
Perk, I heard you spied something.
I'm Kendrick Perkins, better known as Big Perk, and nothing gets past me.
Freeze!
Just when you thought it did get past me, there I am. I spy a problem. I spy it all. Tear the hell off. What's good? It's no happy Wednesday or did you miss me? This is a serious matter, okay? The playoffs have started, and I spy a problem with quote-unquote the favorites to win it all in the Boston Celtics, okay? They have not been clutch this season. We're talking about going into the postseason. They are 1-11 on potential game time or go-ahead shots in final 10 seconds of the fourth quarter or OT. That is horrible. Now, I hate to point the finger at one player, but I have to single out Jason Tatum because he is the best player on this team. He is the guy that is getting MVP type nods in the conversation. Here goes the turnaround. Do I think he could have got a better shot? Absolutely. Here go another same scenario, right? Late game situation, another fade. Going over the same shoulder. Turnaround shots, here go again. Last night, same thing. Darius Garland playing some exceptional defense, another fade away. Like, the guy's 6'10". I understand you're not going to be able to get downhill, but here's numbers, right? I'm backing up with numbers. In 2021-2022, he ranked 37 out of 47. He shot 37% from the field, farthest in the clutch. This is Jason Tatum. In 22-23, he was 50th out of 57. In 2023, this year in 2024, he's 25th out of 25, 32.6%. If the Celtics are trying to go to the promised land and complete the mission, Jason Tatum has to be better in the clutch.
Here's the thing. Their clutch numbers as a team this season, they're fine. They're very, actually pretty good this season as a team. It's just Jason Tatum the last 3 years. And when it comes down to the playoffs, you kind of are only as good as your best player is. And that's where the concern lies for the Boston Celtics. How concerned are you on a scale of one to Perk?
I one to Perk. I'm probably maybe 2 degrees below Perk. I am not completely satisfied with what I saw. Now, I like to put into context that this is a team that in their last 20 games are 16-4.
Yep.
This is a team that we just celebrated how they handled the Warriors and said, hey, they're ready to avenge the 2 years past. And then now they go into Cleveland and they let their guard down.
Yeah.
Period. And I looked at this fourth quarter, and typically this is a team that is not in that position. They win by the largest average margin in the NBA. They win by 11 points per game. Usually they're resting their guys, which is their long-term, you know, success, meaning that when they made it to the finals, they were tired. Their guys weren't there. But in clutch time, you do need that best player to show up. And when your best player is giving you 1-for-9 and your second best player is not getting a field goal, you have a problem. You need, like, I was watching. It just seemed very casual. They played up. All right, they were able to answer in every quarter these runs that the Cavs made. But when it mattered most, I mean, we had Kristaps Porzingis go for a nice little tough bucket, but you're looking at JB, you're looking at JT, and you're trying to create these moments where not these team wins, but where these guys have confidence to say, when I'm going up against the best, I can handle my business, and we have yet to see that.
Look, so I called the Dallas game. I called the Golden State Warriors game. And look, they look like
one.
They look like one of the best teams that I had seen in a very long time.
Right.
The way their offense was flowing, the way their defense, the way the roles were defined, their bench depth, their starters were playing well. It looked like they were perfect. This was a terrible 9 minutes for them, right? This was the worst 9 minutes of the season. That being said, when you look at them late game, you're going to play against great teams in the postseason, and you have to be elite late game. It's that last 5 minutes. It's that last 2 minutes. And for me, yes, when you put those shots together of Jason Tatum and some of those shots, that might – because you don't really practice, okay, what are we going to do late game? A lot of times they put that ball in his hands, and those are the shots he's settling for. I think there is a level of growth that you need to get from Jason Tatum. He's got to get better quality shots. He's got to put himself in a better position than to shoot these turnaround fadeaways until you start knocking them down. If you start knocking them down, nobody's going to say anything. But when you're low on that list of making shots, then we got to switch up the shots that we're getting.
I think it's a combination of both. It's Jason Tatum and Joe Mazzulla, right? Joe Mazzulla got to put him in position that he actually could get quality looks at the basket, right? And I get it. Those situations are hard, Richie, and you talk about how you can't really practice and prepare for that. And that's why you want Jason Tatum, or we want Jason Tatum, to take that leap, right, of being clutch in those moments. But when I think about the Celtics, I'm really not that damn concerned about their loss last night.
No, I'm not either.
Not you, huh?
Well, because they just Well, because we just saw, statistically speaking, the most dominant 11-game win stretch in NBA history. Right. So anything coming off of that, of course, you're going to say, okay, the only reason this is even concerning is because this is a microcosm of their larger issues.
Correct.
No, I'm with you on that, Malika. But what I'm saying is the Celtics has done an excellent job of establishing an identity on their home floor.
Right.
Right? So they're going to get home court advantage throughout the postseason. Right? And they have made that a very uncomfortable place to play in for as you walking into that garden. And that's what it should be.
Right. But let me ask you this, Chiney. If the Celtics somehow, some way, won every single game for the rest of the regular season, let's just say they did. They win every single game for the rest of the regular season. Does that make you more confident in them as title contenders, or is it kind of all just the same?
It does, because a lot of their weaknesses, they're eliminating them and they're making them their strengths. By having the best record, they're putting themselves in the best position to, you know, win, mm-hmm. period, when it comes to the NBA Finals. Also, late in game, they have issues, but guess what? They also had issues when it came to their stamina last time they were there. Now they're winning by the greatest margin. So, like, there is progress in the overall team schematics, but we want this progress from Jason Tatum, because we are ready. All of us here at this desk are ready to say this guy can be MVP. Perk, I know you say you want to go best player, best team for your MVP vote, but moments like yesterday where he could have helped deliver, that is what certifies them, and I think that's the confidence that we want them to build if they are truly going to be what you see on the screen, NBA title favorites.
No, I agree. And look, let me ask y'all this question. When it comes down to what we're witnessing with the Celtics and how they had that run, right, where they was beating everybody, beating the brakes off of everyone.
We were worried you were going to take off the belt again.
Yeah, I know, but not today. Please. Not today.
Or tomorrow. But, or next week.
But don't y'all start, okay? Here's the thing, right? You need those type of games. If you want those type of games, if you're the Boston Celtics, right? In the regular season, you want that type of practice and repetition.
That game might have been the best thing for them and the worst thing for the rest of the league. Mm. They were playing, you know, outstanding basketball, best in the league. Everybody's taking a step back this last week being like, man, these boys are a problem. Then they go and they have an ultimate letdown. Up by 20, no Donovan Mitchell, on the road, we got this, we're cruising, we're on cruise control, and all of a sudden the brakes fall off and everything goes crazy.
Right.
So for me, if you're that team, they're pissed off now.
Yeah.
They are furious. They are pissed off. They are coming with a different level, a different focus. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So this could be something that can relaunch kind of their focus in a quick moment.
The most dangerous thing for the rest of the league, that's really interesting to think about. It wasn't just, though, that their brakes stopped working. It's that Dean Wade came in with a pair of pliers and said, okay, snip. Because take a look. For the Cavs in the fourth quarter, he outscored the Celtics 20-17 by himself. He shot 7 of 7 from the field, including 5 of 5 on three-pointers, becoming the first Cav to go 7 or 7 or better in a fourth quarter since the play-by-play was first tracked. That was back in 96-97. So Wade also made the game winner with 19 seconds left, a putback dunk to become the third player in the last 25 seasons to go 7 or 7 or better in the fourth quarter while making the game winner in the final 20 seconds.
Jeez.
He's the first since, remember this, Jimmy Butler, 2018 for Philly against the Nets. Jimmy made all 7 of his shots in the fourth, including the game-winning 3 in the final seconds of the game. The Sixers trailed by 13 entering the final period.
And then I bet they could still have them.
The Lakers, Richard, trailed the Mavs by 27 entering the fourth before Kobe Bryant exploded for 21 points on 8 of 8 shooting in the quarter, including the game-winning jumper.
Watch those Nets in Cleveland after All-Star. They've been on fire.
Well, watch your Rockets, Chiney. Victor Wembanyama got a little bit of a reality check. The rookie phenom still you know, maybe has a couple things to figure out. But the East is primed for some upsets. Perk, please don't tell me you've given up on the Knicks making the playoffs yet or making some noise there. Oh, no. And it's been 5 years since LeBron passed MJ on the scoring list. What point does LeBron surpass MJ in the GOAT conversation, too? That debate coming up.
You can't win an opinion.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
NBA Today is presented by ESPN Bet, the official sports book of ESPN.
So we talk a lot about the race for the one seed in the play-in picture out west, but are y'all paying attention to what's going on in the play-in race in the east? If not, we're going to go coast to coast here. We're going to start with the red hot Heat. Duncan Robinson showing off his handle. Jimmy Butler was getting buckets late. The Heat, they won their 11th game out of 14. So Richard, are they already in postseason form?
I think they are. And look, to be honest, Jaime Jaquez, I think he's going to play. Oh, Cassie, Duncan Robinson with the sauce?
Yes.
We've been starting the Duncan Robinson most in
No, we're not doing that. But
yeah,
what I was going to say
toe.
Is,
we're dipping our toe.
Terry Rozier, Jimmy Butler, that crew, they've got some time to mix in. It's going to be good.
Well, they're still looking up at Orlando, though, in the standings after the Magic got their fourth straight win. They're now 10 games above 500 for the first time since 2012. Kendrick Perkins, is this their best team of the last decade?
Hell yeah, it is. And look, they're going to continue to improve. This is a young team that has bought into their coach system. They play with a certain type of tenacity led by that man right there, Ben Carroll.
That's me pulling into the next stop, the Garden. Jalen Brunson missed the game with a knee injury. The Knicks fell to the Hawks 116-100. Chennai, New York has dropped 8 of their last 11. Are these injuries just going to dash any hopes for the Knicks to get home court advantage?
It might, because in a hot second, they can drop as far down to 8th. But still, orange and blue skies, especially next season. We have great pieces. They need to get healthy. But
season?
I was surprised. I was surprised they went 16 for 52 from 3.
Beep, beep. All right, that's where we're ending. Brooklyn, Tyrese Maxey missed the game due to a concussion protocol. The Sixers fell to 9-18 without Joel Embiid. Philadelphia entered the game. Joel went down sitting in third place, right? So that's when he went down where they're at. Now they've tumbled all the way to 7th and the play-in tournament zone. So a little bit concerning here for the Philadelphia 76ers. The East race to avoid the play-in, it continues to tighten up. Look at that, Richard. 5 teams separated by just a game and a half with the Magic moving up into that 4th spot. As we say hello to Scott Perry, who spent 2 decades in NBA front offices, including most recently with the New York Knicks. Thank you so much for being here, my friend. I think it's fair to say, right, we can count the Cavaliers, the Bucks, and the Celtics, Shanae, as some way, shape, or form the top three.
Certified.
Okay, top three seeds. So when you're looking at the best of the rest, who, Scott, do you think could win a playoff series in the East?
Absolutely, the Miami Heat and the New York Knicks. And here's why I say the Miami Heat. They're battle-tested. We saw what they did last season. They won 3 playoff series, go all the way to the finals. They have 2 All-Stars led by Jimmy Butler, who was very capable of winning the series. So, and they have the best coach, I believe, in basketball. So they're going to be very well prepared, and they won't beat themselves. And then, obviously, the Knicks, if they're healthy, they're the deepest team. Mm. They're physical. They can shoot the basketball. All the things that are necessary to be able to win a playoff series, the Knicks have it on their complete roster, and they're deep.
the health is just the
big health.
Health. Yeah,
health,
health is big. Big health is
big. But look, you look at even Denver, right? They win the championship because that was the first year that they've been healthy in 3 years. And so health is such a big part of it. I look at the New York Knicks. I look at them, to me, as a very scary team. So you don't know when everyone's going to get back. But when they were healthy, they looked like they could have been a team that could possibly go to the NBA Finals the way they were playing. Their defense, their offense, the way everything was clicking. And I think, look, when you look at Josh Hart has raised his level, there's different guys that have kind of used this opportunity to up their game. If they can maintain that intensity and get everyone back healthy, then they could be a problem. For me, it's the Knicks.
I'm giving you this one shot, okay? Golden opportunity. Go ahead. Give me a slap across the head.
Wow.
But anyway, look, I deserve that. You know why? Because when the Miami Heat was struggling.
Richard enjoyed that.
That's
too
okay.
Much.
That's fine.
No,
when the Miami Heat was struggling, I was like, you know what? It's time to trade Jimmy. And
you did say that.
For that. Because when the time is right, they always step up to the plate, and now they're playing playoff type basketball, and it's the culture once again. Yes, Jimmy is out there doing what he does best, but I look at what Bam is providing on both ends of the floor, the growth of the young players coming in into the system. And right now, this team is playing agenda free. Guys are playing with, you know, within the team. And when I look at this team, I'm like, man, not only do I know, but the rest of the Eastern Conference know that we don't want to see the Miami Heat. No.
Oh, Boston looks at them. Boston.
Oh, thank you. They're doing double take. Yeah, if the Knicks are healthy, it's a whole different conversation, right? And our fingers crossed are that they get their health very soon. But the truth of the matter is that the Heat are healthy, and they are coming. And this is when they really play their best version of basketball and start gearing it up. And as much as we like to forecast seeing them, oh, yeah, it's the Heat, like, we know that they're going to be good, they still find ways to compete. Now, when we talked about James Harden going to the Clippers, a lot of people looked at those first six games and were like, oh, it's not going to work. It took a little while for Terry Rozier to find his momentum and his chemistry. And now that that is found, you've got an all-star in Bam, you have just overall this identity that has helped them move forward, it's them. Like, top tier, was it Celtics, Bucks?
Cavaliers. Yeah.
Heat are right there at the right time.
Yeah.
There's something to be said for experience, and they have it in spades, talking about the Miami Heat.
Yep.
And they're going to have the confidence.
I remember talking to someone just a couple of months, even when they were hurt, even when they were downtrodden a little bit, and saying, you guys don't really fear anybody in the conference, do you? And they made that face. Absolutely not. But I think we should ask this question again in 2 weeks, because health is going to be such a key factor in whatever we're discussing in terms of who could make that noise. Scott Perry, thank you so much for spending some of your day with us. Coming up here on NBA Today, Kevin Durant and the Suns, Richard, shocked the defending champs. Is it time to start believing in Phoenix? I heard you have some sizzling thoughts.
I do.
I think you have sizzling thoughts. And today, Steph and the Dubs are back home tonight hosting the hottest team in the NBA. Who needs this win more, the Bucks or the Warriors? I mean, we saw what happened.
I know, girl. I think both need it, but
and
four
Perk,
Warriors.
Can you believe the playoffs are only 45 days away?
Playoffs.
It's time to see who you have on Big Perk's big list of players you do not want to face in a series. Don't miss it. That's coming up next.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Welcome back to NBA Today, presented by ESPN Bet.
We had a battle of a couple of former MVPs, and it lived up to the hype in the Mile High City last night. So let's see how it went down. The Nuggets hosting the Suns. We're going to pick this one up early in the first quarter here. The Suns get it out in a fast break to Kevin Durant, throws it down. But then, look, I mean, how does he keep doing this? 3 seconds left to go.
Just it's that leg, too. That, no, I'm saying when he takes that one step, that leg, and fires it off, he did that against
It's true. That's
Anthony
his version
Davis.
Of elevating. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. But then Grayson Allen, I mean, he was hot from three to start the game. First Suns player to start 8 of 8 from three in a game in the last 25 years.
Look, this season he's had the heater, and he shoots one of the better percentages from three, and I think they just keep finding him. But why not when you have those talents on the floor?
Helped the Suns build a 22-point lead at one point in the game. But what is up with the fourth quarter and Phoenix, Kendrick?
I mean, it's their history. But, you know, the great thing about it is that they stayed in the moment, right? You're not going to win every game big. And I know they've been struggling throughout the season. But guess what, Malika? You got Kevin Durant.
Yep, they didn't have Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant over Aaron Gordon. Tough bucket there. Game's all tied up. This has to be nerve-wracking. We've seen Nikola Jokic make these sorts of shots before. Final seconds, gets it up.
Oh!
Couldn't quite get it to fall. And so on to overtime.
Free basketball.
We go. Suns up by two is where we're going to pick it up. Yeah, just couldn't quite get it there, Aaron Gordon. Kevin Durant, watch him here. Elevates.
How do you guard that? Two brush screens. Like, what do you do? You can't
guard it. And look, we talk about Kevin Durant late game. We talk about Jason Tatum. For Kevin Durant, that's a great shot.
Oh, 100%. That's a great shot.
You don't want
they
him.
They ran it for him to take
you
that
You don't
shot.
Want yeah. him to go 1-4 flat. Get
and,
low.
And at one point, Kevin Durant was 9-24 before he started heating it up.
That's a great
win. Don't matter. Here's Kevin Durant after the game.
I know I missed 10 straight shots myself, but all of them felt great leaving our hands, and that's the name of the game. You know, you just stick with it. And over time, we was able to get stops, rebound, and get easy shots on the other end.
I mean, we're not going to shoot the ball as poorly as we did tonight. You know, we just get a shot on goal every time down, and you know, we're going to outshoot teams most night with the guys that we have on this team. So in the big picture, you know, we'll look back as this being a huge win.
So after struggling in the fourth when the Suns finished blowing their 22-point lead, Kevin Durant and Beal, they bounced back in a big way in overtime. They combined to score 13 points on 5-of-5 shooting. That adds up to more points and field goals made in OT for the Suns duo than they ever had in the fourth. So I think we can safely say last best win of the season, maybe. At
least. For sure.
Beating the Nuggets,
yeah,
absolutely.
Beating the Nuggets
at home
in Denver.
Yeah.
But let's talk a little bit big picture here, because the big three, no Devin Booker again last night, they've only played in 23 games for the Phoenix Suns. They're 14-9 in that stretch. I would have thought they would be a little bit better there. Do they have time to put this together, a championship team, a championship run?
They do, but they need that big three on the floor. But I'll tell you this, a lot of people will see the numbers. What did he finish with? 35 points, right, in this game, Kevin Durant. Mm-hmm. I love the field goal attempts, because everyone underestimates KD because he is so efficient. I know that's like a basic word, but he will give you MVP points per game off of what? 17, 18 shots. He was intentional. Did he shoot the ball 34 times last night? Shooting the ball 34 times is him being vocal, him being aggressive. Also, looking at their construction defensively, he is relied upon defensively as that second level defender. So I think there are a lot of aspects to KD's game that may seem quiet, but him taking those shots shows that he wants to be aggressive. He wants to win. He is competing. He took the tough shots. And like, this is historically something he has not done that I appreciate.
Well, look, they have to, we keep talking about it. They have to be healthy, right? If they are healthy, in my opinion, they can beat anybody. If they are banged up, if they got guys in and out of the lineup, they can lose to anybody. So when I look at, yes, is Kevin Durant good enough to lead a team to a championship? 1,000%. I don't think his game has dropped off in any sort of substantial way that can say like, oh, he's still not that guy. He is very much that guy. 27 points a game, 50% shooting, 40% from three, and he's having to play some small ball 4 and 5, so he's actually having to help them playing other positions, not having Bradley Beal for a large portion of the season, and he's still that efficient. So with double teams and boxing ones going. So for me, if this team can get healthy, stay healthy, Do they have a great lineup? No. But can they make some serious noise? I could see them getting to the conference finals if they're healthy.
Last night was about the little things, and I just want to see which direction the Suns are going to go in after getting a huge win like last night. Are you going to continue to build in those areas? Because they did a lot of great things on the, you know, that for us, things that don't show up in the stat sheet. So are you going to trend upwards, or are you going to still take those steps backwards? And I feel like this is a great starting point for them, especially at this point of the season.
But it's tough, though. They have the toughest remaining schedule in the NBA. They face the Boston Celtics They face the Boston Celtics twice in the next week.
I mean, Which Celtics?
Sure.
Went 16-4 the last 20.
They're the best team in the league. We don't have to just, like, pet them and tell them how great they are. We can make fun of them when they blow a 20-point lead without Donovan Mitchell with 9 minutes to go. Yeah, we can crack some jokes on the Celtics. Everybody in all – I watched everything yesterday, and it was just like, Celtics are all great team. What can they beat? Are they better than the old Warriors? Are they better than the old Bulls?
You took all the of those – was scared.
No, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. And you were like,
it doesn't matter. No, man. I was watching everybody just stroke the Boston Celtics for the last week. I was there.
You were just waiting like, for
oh,
your
they're
moment.
They're so great. They're so
smack
great.
Perk over the head.
And you were waiting for your cat.
I was not ready for the to light them up because the Cavs is just more of like, this is why I said this might be the best thing to happen.
But it might not matter which version of the Celtics. Without Devin Booker in this stretch coming up here for the next week or so, as he continues to recover.
Either way, they're going to have to play him, Richard.
Yeah.
I said which Celtics?
No, you didn't just say that, Richard.
Yeah, I don't even know what happened. All right, let's move on. Let's go from Jokic and KD to another pair of MVPs, Giannis and Steph. They're in the Bay Area tonight. Giannis, he missed the last game due to left Achilles tendonitis. He's officially listed as questionable tonight against Steph and the Warriors. Both teams have been hot as of late. The Bucks winning an NBA best because Celtics aren't on that streak anymore, Richard.
Oh, you know it.
Six straight games. And then on the other side of the ball, the Dubs, they finished the month of February with the second best record, 11-3.
Oh, there we go.
Ooh, so
hello, world.
Oh, hey, yeah, look. You know, you just
now I'm back, okay? Big perks, big list of players you don't want to face in the playoffs. Now, look, I know everybody will talk about SGA and Tatum and Anthony Edwards. I know they having wonderful, beautiful seasons right now. But damn it, to make my list, you got to have a certain type of standard. Coming in at number 5, setting the tone. Bam! Put it up there. Why this picture? Jimmy Butler. Hey, look, I apologize, my guy, but we know what you're capable of doing when the postseason come around, when it matters the most. Playoff Jimmy is a real thing.
Huh? Hemi
Butler. Jimmy, whatever it is. It's a real thing. Damn it, you have taken this team on your shoulders to 2 finals over what, the last 3 years?
Yeah.
4 years? Yeah, Jimmy at number 5. Come on, Richard, since you got the energy today.
Bam.
We knew that was coming.
It's on point. Because look at the
energy. It's on point. Kawhi.
Oh, yeah.
Leonard. Joy. Yeah. Okay. Right?
Kawhi, proven. Leonard, Jordan.
Yeah, proven. 2-time finals MVP. Then went up with the best of them for his bronze, Steph, whatever, however you want to call it. This man has shown us that he has the capability of being the best player in the series against any other superstar in the league. He has the credentials and he has the resume. Malik, I see you looking at me, so go ahead and tee it up. Go ahead and do what you do.
Bam!
That's it?
Oh, sorry.
Well, it matched you. So Steph Curry. It's Steph Curry. Okay, we're going with Steph. Steph, finals MVP, 4-time NBA champion. We know what he's capable of doing in the postseason. Putting people to sleep, night-night, whatever you want to do, put a pacifier in their mouth. He don't give a damn. Damn it, he's scary to play against. I know he's aging, but he's still getting the job done. Sinead, where you at?
I got you. H-Town in the building.
I'm for Beaumont.
Bam!
There it go, though.
Oh, yeah, I got LeBron.
The game. The game. I mean, what more should I say? You know what
Thank
I mean?
You.
When it comes down to LeBron in the playoffs, he is probably better than the other opponent's head coach when it comes to, like, figuring out the game inside the game while actually playing the game.
Oh, don't treat him like that.
Oh, daddy ball. But when you talk about the experience, right, I understand this man is from Akron, Ohio, but he resigned in the NBA Finals because he spent over 50% of his career in the NBA Finals. Bam! At number 1, I ain't going to waste no time. Y'all didn't think I wasn't going to show the big fella.
We were just defending
champion, the finals MVP from last year, the guy that looked like, I don't even know what to call him, because he was more spectacular than anything I've ever seen at the center position when it comes down to taking full control over the game on both ends of the floor. He's the best player in the league right now. He has the resume. He has the credentials. Again, in order to make this list, damn it, you got to do something in the playoffs.
I'm not mad at this list because these guys are all – it's your list, Perk. These guys are all certified. I'm surprised you know Giannis.
Yeah, there's only one player from the Eastern Conference in this entire list.
No Giannis?
No Giannis, no Jason Tatum.
Who are you taking off?
Who you taking off? Tell me which one you want to take
off. He didn't make your list.
Multi-champion.
It's your list, yeah, so why should we tell you?
It's not our list. Hey, you know what? In the break, we're going to make a list. And maybe our list will include Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. He's not on Perk's list, but he's going to be joining our show tomorrow. I sat down with the Thunder star and the leader of the second-seeded Oklahoma City Thunder. You can catch our conversation on NBA Today tomorrow, 3 Eastern. That's on ESPN2. Still to come on NBA Today, all eyes are on Zion after his comments about participating in the dunk contest.
Love this for him.
Man.
Perk, though, he has two reasons today why what he said could be the course of his career.
Get next props.
Props for what? Next year?
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's time for Big Man Ballin', brought to you by ESPN Bet, the official sports book of ESPN. We had a battle last night between Victor Wembanyama and Alperen Şengün, Perk.
You sure it was a battle? I thought it was pretty much one-sided. But look, this right here, this is discouraging. When you get your hook shot blocked.
It's
like,
hard to block a hook shot, bro. It's hard to block.
What's even more discouraging is this, on the other end.
Honestly, I'm not tripping on that. Blocking my hook shot is like, what am I going to do?
I don't know. When you're shooting over 40% from three on the month.
Yeah, no, that's scary.
Perk, where are we from? You say Beaumont. I'm from Houston. Big Man Ball. Look at the pass. Şengün. You can say it. You know Şengün.
He took it personal. Şengün, he took it personal.
See, there he goes again.
Oh, body.
His footwork is crazy. Chest.
He got that hook off.
Yeah,
he had 45 and
career high.
16 in that one.
There you go.
16.
Hey,
ESPN Bet is the official sports book of ESPN. New users can get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. And you can check out Perk's Big Man Parlay exclusively in the ESPN Bet app if you want to ride with Perk or any of the other.
You want to win.
Big men. All right, friends, let's keep things moving. We're gonna have a round of chop it or drop it here. Chop if you want to discuss, drop it if you want to move on. Got it?
Okay.
All right, let's stick with Victor Wembanyama, the Spurs. Dylan Brooks had Wemby locked up for stretches in that game, leaving some questions. Is he still maybe adjusting to the physicality of the NBA? Chiney, chop it or drop it?
Absolutely, I'm going to chop it. It's the Houston Rockets getting the win. Now, I know the Spurs were coming. Was it off of back-to-back? Their legs were not all the way there. But Şengün having – what? The Rockets have been in the gutter lately. They had some moments versus the Suns. But coming back, Şengün, he was someone that a lot of people said could potentially be a dark horse candidate for All-Star. He did not get it, but he did continue to improve. The footwork, the finishing, the passing. Watch out for him years to come.
Yeah.
Gotta love it.
No, look, Wembanyama had a bad game. Right?
Well, I mean, but he still finished with 7 blocks.
Yeah, that's for him. Like, he had a bad game for him in that space. Look,
there is still a rookie wall. There is still, when you get to that point in the season where you're fatigued, you're tired, you're seeing it in little bitty spots across the season. The dude is having an outstanding year. I don't think Dylan Brooks had anything to do with that.
And I don't think it's the physicality. I just don't think it's the physicality of the NBA. He had five turnovers in the second half.
He comes back. I don't think Dylan Brooks was like, you know what? I'm going to be physical with him. Let me try that.
He got another player of the month.
Let's go to Luka Doncic in the Dallas Mavericks. Put up his fourth straight triple-double, but the Mavs have lost three of those games, giving up an average of 130 points during that stretch. Richard, chop it or drop it. The Mavs have some defensive issues.
We got to chop this up, mainly because they have the roster, in my opinion. This is probably the best team that Luka has had, in my opinion.
There it is. That's what we got to chop.
But he's doing so many things offensively, but offense isn't your problem. And my thing is this: if you're a great player and you're trying to win games, even if you're a player like Luka, who's an average defensive player, yeah, you're putting up 35, you're doing this, but if you really want to win games, if you want to win championships, that other end of the floor, whether that means you're getting on people, whether that means you're going over matchups, whatever you got to do to figure it out, he has been outstanding on the – he's been MVP level on the offensive end. On the defensive end, their team is just
– Well, he said, I don't know, after the game. He didn't say – But he did say straight up, I don't know about the when he was asked about the defense last night. It's not a great sign for the Mavericks.
No, that's not a great sign when your best player and, you know, future everything is like, I don't know. I had 35.
Well, you need to figure it out.
Amen. I mean, there we go.
The Mavs have done everything they could every single offseason at the trade deadline to make sure they get the pieces around Luka. What Luka has to do is he has to get off the ball a little bit more. Let Kyrie get to cooking. Let these guys feel good offensively so they can actually want to play defense on the other end. Like, if you're touching the ball offensively, you're going to be engaged defensively.
Well, there was a whole lot of offense, not so much defense for the Pelicans in Toronto. 41-point win for New Orleans. Zion, I mean, see, he was throwing down alley-oops. He was blocking shots. He was dishing out dimes. He was everywhere.
He was, absolutely. And I love to see what the Pelicans have done. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, you guys are just now talking about the Pelicans. No, they've been operating quietly, and they're going to look good come the future.
Well, it was his comments after the game that got people talking.
I got to do my part and make the All-Star game. If I'm in the All-Star game, I'll do the dunk contest. But if I'm not, I'm not doing it.
You two look a little bit.
I want to chop it. Okay. I want to chop it. I look this way for a good reason. The Pelicans fans have been waiting to exhale, okay? I'm waiting to exhale, and now they can. When you hear Zion talk about, you know, actually wanting to make the All-Star game next year, I understand we got to get through this regular season and get through the postseason. But the fact that he's engaged should be a plus for everyone, especially in the organization. That's the only thing that matters with Zion, right? His health is two things, his health and him being engaged. When him speaking like this, it sounds like he's engaged. That's a great thing for the Pelicans.
Well, and this is the thing about Zion. He should be an All-Star. He should be an All-Star every single year.
Should he be an All-Star and in the dunk contest?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well,
hands down.
Yeah, but I don't care who you are. I'm not showing up just to do a dunk contest on a Saturday night and killing my All-Star break. I'm not doing that. If I'm in the All-Star game, then I'm doing – that's where they want. They want the superstars, the guys that are in the dunk contest. They want them to be the All-Stars. So if he makes the All-Star game, I'm glad he would show up in the dunk contest. But be an All-Star. Be a 10-time All-Star. He's that good.
Again, the threshold for me was being awards eligible. I think he was on track for that this year. I mean, it might have been quieter because that's sort of how they wanted to do it, do their work in the dark so that it comes to light. Now it's in the light. I love it. We want our stars in the dunk contest, and we also need him for the game in the All-Star game.
Yep.
So it's a win-win scenario, and I think this is a team that is really going to surprise some people come the playoffs.
We don't need anybody for that All-Star game.
It's the only time you get All-Stars on the floor. Yeah, I agree with you.
Like, we're not just going to give up on that.
I'm not saying giving up on the All-Star. No. Let's clear. I'm not saying give up on the All-Star game. I'm saying
you were just playing devil's advocate.
We don't need that game.
Right, that's why you need a Victor Wembanyama in the game, because he can't help but be competitive in literally every single thing that he does. Our Wednesday doubleheader has a whole bunch of All-Stars features. It does start with Kawhi Leonard and the Clippers.
Oh!
At the Rockets. That's at 7:30 Eastern. Then Giannis and the Bucks hit the West Coast to face Steph and the Warriors. Richard, you ready for a long day?
Today?
Yeah, we're doing countdown.
No, y'all. Kevin, let's
on
go.
ESPN
I can't wait.
It's going to be a long weekend, too. Saturday, we have a primetime game on ABC and the ESPN app. Jason Tatum, the Celtics, taking on KD and the Suns. Ooh. Coverage tips with NBA Countdown. That's at 8 o'clock Eastern. Can you believe it's been 5 years since LeBron passed Michael on the all-time scoring list?
That means he's got a lot more points than
everybody.
Since then, has LeBron, does he have more of a stake, more of a case for the greatest of all time? We answer that next on NBA Today.
NBA Today is presented by ESPN Bet, the official sports book of ESPN.
I wear the number because of Mike. I fell in love with the game because of Mike. You know, when you're growing up and you're seeing Michael Jordan, it's almost like a god. So I didn't never believe I could be Mike. I never thought that you could get to a point where Mike was. So I think that helped shape my game. I think the biggest thing for me is that I did it just being me.
So why do we just show you that with that melancholy music? Because on this date 5 years ago, LeBron James scored his 32,293rd career point to pass Michael Jordan for what was then fourth on the all-time scoring list. LeBron passed his idol in a pair of Nikes. Thank you, MJ. Written on the side perk, and then said afterwards that MJ was the lightning in a bottle for me because I wanted to be just like him. He wanted to be like Mike. Here are the numbers LeBron has put up since passing MJ, going for nearly 27-8-8. This includes over 7,700 total points.
Ow!
More than Robert Horry and Draymond Green have scored in their careers. I don't know why we
Robert Horry and Draymond. Catching
why are you going?
I don't know why those are the comments our researchers had to throw out there. Jeez. I'll take ownership of saying it, though. So LeBron has accomplished plenty in the 5 years since passing Michael Jordan. But, Richard, is it enough, you know where I'm going with this, to push him forward in the GOAT conversation?
The reason why the GOAT conversation is flawed is if you talk about rings, well, Jordan has six rings. Well, he don't got the most. Bill Russell got the most. Then you look at what Kareem, and you look at all of these guys. So, to me, LeBron is the best basketball player ever built. And like, I've never seen a basketball player that can do all the things that he can do. I've never seen a player be able to do it. And you can see that with the amount of rebounds, the amount of assists, the amount of scoring. Never seen that, right? Kobe, you can have an argument for Kobe in your GOAT debate. You can have an argument for Tim Duncan in your GOAT debate. There's a lot of different conversations that are here. I think LeBron is in that conversation. If you're on the consistent Mount Rushmore, you've done enough.
I'm sorry. I'm just loving the video. Beautiful cut. Beautiful cut. You say, what is it? I'm just saying he's the greatest, the longest, period. Like,
him and Tom Brady.
Well, yes, true. But, I mean, I don't want to get into my football bag, but Tom, offensively, right?
Yeah.
LeBron touches all aspects of the game. Yep. Not
get him,
trying,
girl.
Not trying to
get
put
him,
any
girl.
Shade on Tom.
No.
Because that man got like seven rings.
Defense can
but
win.
When we're
a
talking
Super
Bowl. About the overall construction of a player that competes and is the greatest, the longest, why'd you perk up, perk?
No, go ahead. I was just listening.
Oh, good. I got your attention. Yeah, greatest, the longest. Yeah, 20, yeah.
LeBron has already been the GOAT to me. I thought he would kind of put that conversation to bed after his fourth NBA championship. But here's my pushback to you when it comes down to the rings in the team sport, right? Do championships elevate the individual in basketball? Yes, far as the rankings or whatever the case may be, but they shouldn't take away. Like, you go back to the finals where Bron lost some of those NBA finals. Like, he did his part. His teammates didn't step up. So, him being, you know, in the 40,000-plus club by himself, yes, he is the GOAT.
It's not a club of one. Draymond, Robert Horry. I'm sorry. It's 7,700 more points than I ever
They still have rings, though. At least.
Tomorrow.
Got 11 rings.